Good Monday to everyone. I hope that your week is off to a great start. It is around 9 o'clock here. We've had a big weekend of just cleaning, and I was on the floor for like 8 hours cleaning my hardwood floors, getting paint up off my hardwood floors because we were having our mamas over for Sunday for Mother's Day dinner. And so it's 9 o'clock Sunday night, and nobody said a thing about the floors. The mamas wouldn't have cared what the floors looked like. They were just so excited to be here with us. And we had what we call famous Pope burgers. My husband can grill up a burger. He spoiled me. I don't even want to go to a restaurant to get a burger or a steak anymore because he's so good at the grill. He's a master grillsman. I don't know if that's a word, but anyway, so it's kind of late and it's dark outside. I'm just now getting to settle down to spend some time with you guys and do our video message for today. And we are in Psalm 20 today. And I don't know if your Bible says what my Bible says, but it talks about, it says here that David was the author. And the events in 2 Samuel 10 may have prompted this prayer. They don't know for sure, but they think it did. And so, of course, I had to go over and find out, well, what happened in 2 Samuel 10? Well, over in 2 Samuel 8 and 2 Samuel 9, David is being crowned king. And he is saying his prayer over Israel. He is getting the ark back to where it was supposed to be. Then he goes into battle in verse 10 with Ammonites. And then it's interesting because the events that supposedly prompted this prayer about his victory and his battle with the Ammonites is right before the whole events with Bathsheba. I find that fascinating that he was finally king. He was victorious in wars against a very powerful nation, and then the Ark of the Covenant is back where it's supposed to be, and then he sins with Bathsheba. You know, and that just made me think, oops, I dropped my notes. That just made me think, girls, that at the height, and it doesn't really have anything to do with the notes, but my message, but at the height of our success in our relationship with the Lord, in our intimacy with the Lord, at the height of where David should have been. I mean, he's finally, 15 years, he's waited and he's run and he's fought for his life and he's having success over the Ammonites, and then he runs right into sin with Bathsheba. Right at the peak of a point in our relationship with Christ, we are tempted with sin, and we have got to guard ourselves so strongly against that. But I was caught by Psalm 20 first four verses, and then even the end verse in second part of verse 5. It begins with may the Lord, may he send, may he remember, may he give, may the Lord grant all your requests. And my Bible says, you know, this is such a prayer that would be great to prepare yourself for a great challenge. And for David, it was going into battle. And I was quite convicted when I got to verse 7. Because I thought, wow, yes, of course I want to pray that the Lord will answer me in distress and that he will send help from his sanctuary, that he will remember all my sacrifices and everything that I've done for him, and that he would grant my request. Of course I would want that. And then, in verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. And I was just stopped there. Because many times I'm speaking of myself when I am in a battle, or I'm going through some hard times with a family member or with friends, or even a spiritual battle that I might be going on and I'm facing right there, I trust in my own chariots and in my own horses. I trust in my own means. A chariot, multiple chariots and many chariots, that's a sign of wealth and a sign of power and notoriety. And many times I trust in my own means of success and victory, and I lay out my own battle plan because I think that I can handle this one, God, I've got it. Or maybe don't even consciously think, God, I've got this one. I just haven't gotten into the place where David was, where he's running to God at all times for his strength. I also trust in my own strength. Horses being in battle on a horse is a very strong animal, and they show strength. And many times I go into battle or I go into a situation and I trust in my own strength. I also trust in my own ways and my own ideas, my own ways for planning victory, and maybe not even thinking of victory at the time, but planning my own battle and my own defense and my own setting up success for myself and assuring that I'm going to be declared innocent in the situation or that I'm going to be declared right in the situation. And then if for some reason I just don't feel confident in my own decision and my own means and my own strength and my own ideas, then I will go and call someone. And I will see what their opinions are and what their strengths are and how they could help me. And I'm not saying that it is wrong to call a friend when you are going through some hard times. Please hear me on that, because I pick up the phone and dial my sweet best friend's number every morning at 8:10. Now, we don't always talk about troubles at 8:10, but I could call her at 12 o'clock at night and have before just to hear that voice on the other end of the line saying, it's going to be okay, I love you, and I'm praying for you, or perhaps you need to do this, or maybe this is what they meant, or this is how maybe you shouldn't have taken it in this way, to get that godly counsel. I'm not saying not to have that relationship with a flesh and blood person. What I am saying is when I go to that person, before I go to the Lord, or even go to that person and then never go to the Lord, I'm trusting in my own chariots and my own horses for the battle, for the victory, for the struggle, whatever it might be, for the circumstance. And I was taken aback by what David said, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. The word Lord there is Yahweh, is Jehovah. And the word God there is Elohim, the mighty God. We need not trust in anything or remember anything but his name. And his name there means reputation, renown, and his glory. So in a situation, if we could have the wherewithal, the moment of pause, and think of who it is that's on our side, it's the God who created everything with his words. It's the God who rescued the people from Israel and parted the Red Sea. It's the God who raised the dead, who gave sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf. And he made the mute be able to talk. He turned the water to wine, the loaves and fishes. He multiplied. He rose from the dead. So when we consider the renown and the reputation and the glory, perhaps it would help us shrink a little within ourselves and remember that we are the little I ams in the story of the great. We are the little I am nots in the story of the great I am. And we can trust in his chariots and his horses. In other words, his means of bringing about victory. Perhaps victory is not what is supposed to be something that we enjoy in a certain situation. He wants to bring us, maybe we'll experience defeat initially to learn this lesson that we need to learn. But for me, I just The thing I need to remember is his name. That's all. And to know that the name is the reputation and the renown and the glory of a mighty God, Elohim, Jehovah Yahweh, is all we need to remember in these battles. And it's something we have to train ourselves. I have to train myself. I'm trained to pick up the phone and press 4, which is my best friend's cell phone number on speed dial, or 8, which is her home number, or 5, which is my mother's speed dial number. I'm real trained to dial 4, 5, and 8. I want to be so trained that I dial the throne of God first, and remember who I'm praying to. Y'all have a wonderful Monday, and I hope this is the beginning of a great study of our psalm and the connection between you and the Lord. And I pray that you are remembering our month-long challenge of praying Psalm 19:14. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God and my redeemer. So I pray that you're remembering to pray that. If not every morning, at least when it comes to your mind, maybe about 10 o'clock after a cup of coffee, utter those words to God. And maybe even record moments where he's just put that guard over your tongue and he's set that centurion at your lips and kept you from saying something that perhaps you shouldn't have said. Or maybe even changed your thought path and then you redirected what you were going to say. Because all we need to do is remember his name and he will help us through these things. Thanks for joining me today and letting me walk with you through God's wonderful word, one psalm at a time.